Coronavirus testing, as we've been hearing, is considered a major requirement on the path to safely end stay-at-home orders. And President Trump says that responsibility belongs to the states. But while many states are actually struggling to ramp up their testing capacity, two states in the West are showing promise. Ray Allen Bushell from the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Ashish Jha is the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute, and he says there are strong signs that two states in the western part of the country are doing a good amount of testing relative to the size of their states and their outbreaks.
I think what Utah and New Mexico show us is that clearly this is doable. Like the people who think, oh, testing is too hard, can't do it. No, you can do it. And they've done it.
The rest of the region, though,
Colorado and others need to get their act together and move forward on this, especially as they begin to think about opening up.
Turns out there are at least two differences about New Mexico and Utah that could be playing a part. Number one, testing czars. In mid-March, New Mexico and Utah appointed people whose entire job was to figure out how to ramp up testing, coordinating not just with public labs, but also commercial ones. In New Mexico, that role is filled by Dr. Stephen Jennison.
I'm a retired physician, infectious diseases specialist.
And he has a long history of working with viruses. Now, all he thinks about is expanding New Mexico's COVID-19 testing.
About 16 hours a day. This is my job.
Jennison learned that two big healthcare systems seem to have a good handle on testing in urban areas. So Jennison and his colleagues focused energy on rural areas. Now,
on any given day, there are between 50 and 60 testing sites.
At the same time, Utah's testing czar, Nate Checkitz, was identifying the bottlenecks keeping labs in that state from testing more. Early on, they were short on the key chemicals needed for the tests. So Checkitz says they launched a statewide search.
And we found them everywhere.
For example, he says a manufacturer found a box of 750 test kits just lying around and donated them to the state. Checkitz also set up a regular conference call with all the local laboratories.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the evening, we get together for an hour and run through these issues.
He says the labs have been trading tips, like leads on where to get supplies, even at times sharing materials. The second thing that stands out about Utah and New Mexico is their laboratories. Many states have tended to rely largely on their public health labs and two national companies, LabCorp and Quest. But in Utah and New Mexico, local commercial labs have done the lion's share of testing, doing about half of all COVID-19 tests or more. In Utah, that's ARUP Laboratories. Dr. Julio Delgado is the chief medical officer, and he says they were already prepared to some extent for viral epidemics, like Zika virus.
So we had all the instrumentation that normally is used for those type of pandemic situations, and then we were able to quickly deploy them for this type of testing.
Initially, ARUP was accepting samples from patients across the country, but Delgado says they quickly got swamped, so they had to make a difficult decision to stop accepting samples from so many places.
That was probably the five most difficult days of my life as a professional.
In the end, they decided to focus primarily on testing in Utah. In New Mexico, TriCorps Reference Laboratories has played a similar role. Dr. Douglas Clark is the chief medical officer. He says, like ARUP, they already had a lot of the diagnostic testing equipment.
We didn't have to purchase the instrumentation, bring it in, get it validated. It was already here.
Clark says it also helped that TriCorps has a big footprint across the state, working with a bunch of healthcare sites, including 15 hospitals.
That really allowed us to have access to large number of patients as soon as the pandemic began here in New Mexico.
New Mexico and Utah's relative testing successes weren't flukes, according to their testing czars. Stephen Jennison says in New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham took testing seriously right from the beginning.
I believed that this governor was doing the right things and doing them early.
Utah's Nate Checkitz says leadership in his state prioritized it, too.
It's a core part of every state strategy, but we've really leaned heavily into that as trying to find a way forward through this crisis.
A partnership with a local tech nonprofit recently boosted testing numbers there even further. According to an analysis by STAT and the Harvard Global Health Institute, both states have enough testing capacity to be prepared to reopen starting this month. For Here and Now, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.